It's time now to take five for your community. I'm very happy this morning to be joined by Rose West. Rose is the director of the Parkside Night Owls program. Rose, good morning to you, first of all.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming out here this morning and talking about not only the program, but the fundraiser you've got coming up this coming weekend. Let's start with the program, though, and remind folks what the Night Owl program is all about.
Okay. Well, for approximately 16 years, Parkside Elementary has hosted a program that is targeted toward helping first through fifth graders improve their academic achievement. And I think sometimes a child's motivation is affected by their academic success, so we kind of whet their appetites by giving them small group instruction and one-on-one tutoring in order for them to be more successful with math and reading. And hence, our customers are happier, I think, and healthier as they advance in their studies.
So it's an after-school tutoring program.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I would think one of the challenges would be to make it, obviously to help them with their schoolwork, but to make it interesting and fun to some degree, because it's, you know, it's kind of hard enough to get kids' attention sometimes during school, and then you're asking for their attention after school. I would think that'd be kind of a challenge.
Well, yeah, it can be. But they leave their classroom, and they have a snack, and we give them something, some fresh fruit and a snack and a drink, and we play a mean games of charades sometimes before we start, or go to the gym and play shoot baskets. Or when the weather's warmer, we go outside for a little bit of a free time before we start in on our hour of tutoring.
Right.
And we have a good time. And I think that our outreach is important because there is no cost to our parents for this tutoring. And currently we have meet with students 2 days a week.
Okay, so you said we and our. Let's talk a little bit about the staff. You know, you can talk about them individually, as a whole, however you want to talk about them.
Well, I definitely have to give a shout-out to the volunteers from the community. We have approximately 7 to 10 volunteers. Some of them are individuals that are adults. Others are Lawrenceville High School students who are fabulous with our young people, and they make time to come and help us in addition to doing sports and being involved in the musical program that we just got done with the at the high school. So I can't say enough about their advocacy on behalf of our students. And so I think all in all, we just want to continue the Night Owls program, finish up this year, and then jump into helping the ones who are candidates next year.
And that's, everything is fantastic, but it comes at a cost, right? I mean, it does cost money to for this program.
Well, we know the director of Krawala, Mrs. Goff, have discussed the fact that it's a minimum of $300 per student.
Okay.
If you have the program all year long. And so because we give them the snack, and because we give them the tutoring at no cost, it does come as a I guess you would call a need. And of course our benefactor insofar as looking at Parkside Elementary, Unit 20 is very supportive. You know, we have we have teachers from the school that are our tutors, and we use the rooms, and so a lot of people have come together to make it a success.
Okay. How many kids are involved in the program, would you say, at one time?
We have approximately 50 young people.
Oh, okay. Wow.
First through fifth grade, and they are wrapping up their year around May. May the 10th,
wow, okay.
I do believe, will be our last meeting for the Night Owls this year.
Well, 50 kids at about $300, you said, per child. So,
yes,
obviously, fundraising is an important part of keeping this program going year to year.
Yes.
So, let's talk about fundraising. You've got an event coming up on Saturday. That'll be at the Lawrenceville Elks, a fish fry.
Yes. The fish fry is going to be from 4:30 till 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And carry out is even available for people that maybe can't stay at the Elks to dine, and they're going to be having fish and a side and a dessert, all for the cost, and a drink for $10 a plate. And so we're thrilled to think that the local Elks have stepped up and said that they want to help us. We're very gratified, and all the benefits, 100% of the proceeds, are going to go toward supporting our Night Owl program.
And you said this kind of other people kind of got this thing started, almost, you said, I think.
Yes, yes. We've had a lot of people step up. We've had churches give us donations. We've had some private individuals give us donations. And one of our employees came to me and just said, "It's a done deal, Rose. Set it up. It's a deal." So I'm very gratified because I'm passionate about the program along with my colleagues, and we love our kids and we want them to be successful.
And you said 16 years this has been going on?
On and off, it's been going on 16 years.
And that would probably be the key, that you're all working together for the same results and you're so passionate about it.
We are.
And that's, that's great. That's great. Again, that's coming up this Saturday, 4:30 to 7, and that's going to be at the Lawrenceville Elks. If anybody has any questions how they can be part of the program or maybe help out with the fish fry, how can they get a hold of you folks?
They can contact me at Parkside Elementary. That number is 943-3992. And if they want to make a donation, we'd accept donations because, as I said, we're working towards sustaining the program toward not only this year but then into the future. And we are very, very gratified that so many people have been on board to help us.
Okay, there you go. She is Rose West. She's the director of the Parkside Night Owls program. Rose, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.